as far as adding guys mentioned, like where would you like to see those guys added?
You know, like I said, I don't want to get too much into the particulars because I know where that leads. It leads into thinking that, okay, well, is he saying that this guy shouldn't be here or this, or we need to go get this certain guy? I don't really like to get into that too much. Like I said, we have a guy at quarterback who can sling the ball around. So we just want to make sure that, you know, the pieces that are here get better and the pieces that come in, you know, complement what we have in the room to actually take us to an elite level, not just being a group of receivers that go out there and play, but one of the more dynamic receiving cores that actually can go out and compete, especially in this division, because we see the cores around this division. We need to start competing with those guys.
7-9 last year, y'all were 7-9 this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, why does this one feel different, if it does?
Like I said, we were pretty much in every single game. There was only one game we weren't in, and I wasn't even there, you know. So that was a rough one. But at the same time, I mean, we took some bad ones. I think in the year before, where we were like, wow, we're not even in this game at all. We were in every single game, and so the narrative changed from this team needs to get a lot better to this team needs to finish games. That's a totally different thing. Now we just got to get to a point where we learn how to win, and that's just. Hey, that's a mindset every single day in practice. It's not a thing like, okay, we don't got some of the guys in the locker room. We got to completely change everything. No, we just got to add a few more things to change the mindset where we got to finish games. And we were able to do that the last couple weeks. We just got to build on that.
Do you have a plan to put together with Carson as far as how you guys are going to tackle the offseason?
I got a couple of stuff. I mean, I want to go to Fargo Dome and throw. You know, I think that place is pretty cool. We go to downtown Fargo. Okay. We always go to California, and it's cool, but you know, it's real expensive, and guys are all across the city, you know, whereas I'm like, bro, we can get, like, one cabin out there. I know they got cabins and, you know, and that's it, and a lot of space, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, let's get a cabin, we'll go throw, and then we'll look at each other the rest of the day. There's nothing else to do, you know, so we go somewhere we have no choice but to get closer, you know, so.
You going to learn how to hunt?
Yeah, I'm going to learn. I don't know if I'm going to handle the gun the first couple of times, but I'm going to be like the binoculars, you know, and I'll do the sound. Yeah, I got them. No, trust me. No, like, it's cool. We bond in different ways, man. Like, I go to Carson's house, they'll be like, yo, here are my guns. I'm like, oh, well, here's my car. I mean, you know, it's kind of different, man, but it's going to be fun.
But seriously, is a lot of it going to be here? Zach talked about maintaining his residence. Carson, are you going to do the same?
Yeah, that's definitely something that we're all looking forward to, is most of it being here. You know, like I said, Philly is a place where I think lots of times in the offseason, guys like to spread out. But when you got a core group of guys this close, we want to find a way to be as close to each other as much as possible. So, yeah, Carson's going to be here. Like I said, Zach got his residence here. So I have a place here in Nashville. So we're more so thinking definitely, especially for the summer and probably near like the end of March, beginning of April, those times, really spending more time here working out together, building that chemistry and throwing. So it's going to be something that we're looking forward to. But we're still trying to go to Minnesota, North Dakota, too. We gotta make that happen.
Are you willing to try things like bison burgers and ostrich?
Already bison burgers, yeah. Yeah, I'm one step ahead. I think I ate so many bison burgers, that's why they got them. Like, I crushed those things. But, but yeah, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. Like I said, I'm just really excited about it. We got the guy. We just need to continue to build around him.
Did Peterson talk to you guys during breaking today? Did you guys have that conversation already in the meeting?
Oh, just the message was, you know, obviously he was frustrated. You know, Coach Peterson is always going to be real. He's not going to sugarcoat stuff. He's frustrated about the fact that we're not still playing. He's been on a lot of playoff teams. He's been to Super Bowl, I think, one or two times. So he knows what it takes, and he knows you have a good team. So obviously he was talking about how it's going to be hard to watch football in the next couple of weeks, but told the guys to get away. But when we come back and start training, we have the mindset that we need to be playing in January. But not making excuses, none of that stuff. We got to just move forward, get better, and get to a point where we're a playoff team.
Getting old, right after January?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've only been here 3 years, and it's been the same story, so definitely something that we want to change. Like I said, you can only talk to death so much, so we just want to go fix it and get it better.